Welcome to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Join me with my castmates, Veronica Esquivel-Winter, Dave Seidel, and Don Warner on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043. That's 323-693-3043. 693-3043 right here on Grind Hard Radio. This show is all about spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being. We share stories from our lives and our personal journey to divine health and wellness. We are not afraid to discuss difficult topics from a dynamic perspective and support you on your journey. No one is alone or forgotten. You are a child of light, and your destiny is great. Tune in to Season 2 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Monday nights from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time at 323-693-3043 right here on Grind Hard Radio. Hello, everyone. That was Mandisa with Bleed the Same featuring Toby Mack. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 25 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Thank you to the phenomenal music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. This 16th episode, 90-minute long show will focus on spiritual, mental, emotional health, and well-being and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have ever taken on. I'll be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe, and why I believe this way, and I'll be sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, panic, depression, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes, search Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I'm so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you're tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led to in my heart, through my music, voice, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I'm a receiver and giver of grace. I am very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's Season 2, Episode 25 is Freeing Yourself from Dysfunctional Relationships. Our overall health and wellness are directly connected with our relationships. Many of us have struggled with letting go of dysfunction and relationships that drain us. This episode will give you the confidence, courage, and peace to set healthy boundaries and keep your sanity. We'll have a new Life After Religion segment with special guests Lisa Lewalt, my best friend, and also Veronica Escobar Winters and I will have a new Woman to Woman segment, and Dawn Warner is bringing a new Family Talk segment, and I'll be answering one of your questions. I'll be sharing more words of life. We'll be taking another celebration break. At the end of every episode, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel led to on my heart for you. Throughout every episode this season, I'm going to be giving away at least two copies of my castmates, Dave Seidel's new book, 18 Mile. He is one of my favorite authors and communicators, and I know this book about his life and journey to spiritual freedom will really encourage and empower you. I'll also be giving away a couple other surprise goodies throughout the show. Stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win. I'll be giving away fun prizes and gifts all season long. I'm always booking new shows and performances. I have so many fun things coming up. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my Power Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the recording studio soon, and again with The Quakes, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I will be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit and Soul or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who you tweet me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me, you contact me at my official website, IamSadeChampagne.com, and your support amazes me. I am forever grateful unto you. Let's get right into our first segment. This is Life After Religion, and as you all know, this is a brand new one that we've been premiering throughout this season where I interview visionaries who share about their journeys to spiritual freedom. Today we have one of my best friends in the entire world, and she is one of the most motivational people that I have ever met. She is a singer, a dancer, an inspirational speaker, an evangelist, an actress, a writer, a producer, so many phenomenal things, and most importantly, she loves to just share the love of God and what God has done in her life. I want you all to welcome Lisa Lewalt.
Hello, thank you so much for having me again.
How are you doing, my love?
I'm doing phenomenal. It would be better if it was a little less dark at 5 o'clock in the evening, but, you know, I'm surviving.
What a joy to feature you on our Life After Religion segment on Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, Lisa, tell us about your relationship with God and when and how it became real to you.
So I actually had kind of the opposite experience of a lot of people. A lot of people start out with a surface relationship with God and then kind of discover who he is later on. And that did happen in the very beginning. I was about 10, and I grew up in the church, and I grew up hearing my parents talk about God and have that relationship. But when I'd pray, it was kind of praying to a wall. You know, I'd play sick every Sunday for church. Mm-hmm. And when I was about 10, I went to this place called Hume Lake Christian Camp. And I remember praying that night that I made the realization that I didn't really get it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I remember praying and saying, God, if you are real, reveal yourself to me in the way that you actually are. And I will follow you. Just show me who you are. And over the next couple of weeks, I just had started having these eye-opening epiphany moments of like, oh, my gosh, God is a real person. Like when I'm praying, I'm not just talking to a wall. Like this is another being that I'm communicating with. Mm-hmm. So after that, at a very young age, I became very, very passionate about wanting everybody to know this God, and that relationship really did take kind of a center place of my life. Mm-hmm. And I really experienced God in a very deep and meaningful way from a young age. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, when I was about 21 or 22, I went through some really hard life circumstances in a row that pretty much shattered, it didn't shatter my belief in God, but it shattered my belief in who I thought he was. Mm-hmm. So when I was younger, the reason I was so close with God is because I truly believed that he was good, that he wanted the best for me, that he was all powerful, all these things. And then all of a sudden I'm looking at my life and the blueprint doesn't match my beliefs anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, if God's so good, why would he put me through all this pain? Why would he have this happen and this happen and this happen? And I couldn't make it make sense. And so I started to believe these lies about him that maybe he's not so loving or so good or so powerful. Mm-hmm. Maybe he is just, honestly, for a while, even though, like, I wouldn't say this out loud, I really kind of believed he was sick. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, you're twisted. Like, you're in control, and this is what you're choosing to do. Like, I don't care if you make it better in the future, it works out for plan. This right now is not okay,
right.
You know? And so because of those lies and me believing that God was kind of sitting there tormenting me, if you will, it caused huge, you know, we've always talked about, you know, the two big lies are distance and delay. And that's exactly what I saw in my life. It was just this huge gap. It's like, I still believed in him, so maybe I'd pray once in a while, but it was almost kind of like if when you run into an ex-boyfriend, you're like, hey, you know, it's like, it's an acquaintance. It's not a deep relationship. It's not a trust relationship at all.
Right.
And, unfortunately it lasted a few years like this. Mm-hmm. And, finally, I had this realization that God wasn't the one causing my pain, that I was actually blaming the wrong person. You know, it's like all the things that I hated about the world, the evil, the suffering, wasn't God's original design. That really was from, I mean, I'm not going to get the theology side of this right now, but you say, like, you know, the fall and certain things that occurred, but it wasn't his original design, nor is it what he desires for us. And here I was, like, pushing myself away from and blaming the one person who was standing there trying to heal me and wanted to help me through that pain, but it was just wrongful blame, you know? And so around the same time, I also came to a second realization, which was, even though when I was younger I was close with God, I still had a belief structure that I'll just explain it. Basically, I felt that if I did good, God would reward me, and if I was bad, he was going to punish me, which, you know, very reap what you sow, that type of stuff. And I'm not saying there isn't something to, you know, wanting to live a godly life and that God does bless when we do things his way. I think there is something to that, but I don't think that he sits there going, oh, she was bad today, we're gonna, now she gets a, she's gonna be judged. Oh, she was good today, let's give her a blessing. And there was this moment where actually for the first time, even though I would talk all day long about grace and how I understood it, there's this moment where I realized what it actually was. And that I'm like, oh, this is what he means by he loves us unconditionally. His gifts to us and his providence for us isn't based on my choices and what I've done. It's based on who he is and his love. And I've shared this story before, but it was literally one day where this changed, where I was still kind of coming out of that depression. I had made the realization that, okay, God wasn't the enemy. He was there. So I wanted that relationship back, but it was a slow process. And but at this point, because I still believed in him, I'm trying to do the whole, okay, but you try to be good because then he'll bless me, you know. And but I was still frustrated about things in my life. And at the time, I was competing for my fitness competition. I couldn't get enough money to kind of pay for my supplements and my protein powders and all these things I wanted. So I needed a job. I hadn't had a date in, like, literally a year and a half. And I'm like, so bummed. I was like, just bummed. You know, I'm like, how is it that I can't even get a lunch date? Like, how hard is that? You know? And so, and I text you. I text Sade, if you guys are all listening. And I said, you know, I'm just super frustrated. Like, I can't get my supplements. I'm not going to be able to compete against these people. I need this job. I need a job. I need a date. She's like, well, why don't you pray about it? I'm like, I'm not praying that I get protein powder. Like, God cares about my eternal salvation. He does not care about my protein powder. And she goes, and you guys all love her too, right? And her sweet voice is, if it matters to you, it matters to God, because he loves you more than you even love yourself. And I'm like, oh, brother. In my head, I'm literally like, oh, brother. Yeah, right. I'm not praying for protein powder. So then literally I'm like sitting there thinking bad thoughts about, like, not bad thoughts about God, but just kind of like, kind of going back to my old way of thinking. And in walks one of my coworkers with a full bag of, trash bag full of supplements that were my brand of protein powder, my brand of pre-workout, my brand of amino, and comes up to me and goes, hey, I just went to this fitness expo and I don't use any of these. Do you want this? And my jaw almost hit the floor. Cause I'm not kidding when I say it was literally like 2 minutes after the whole, why don't you pray about it conversation? I'm like, no. And in walks this guy. I'm like, okay, that is so weird. Before I even put the bag on the floor, I get this, notice that my phone has a voicemail, and it's a job I had applied for 6 months prior, saying, hey, we'd like to give you a position. As I'm clicking off the voicemail, a text message pops through from a boy I'd had a crush on for months, asking me on a lunch date. And literally, I'm not kidding when I say I thought I saw a ghost. Like, I was so freaked out at this point that I was just like, what is happening right now? What is happening? Now, I'd seen Sade pray for things and things happen really fast. So I literally texted him like, Sade, have you been praying for me? She's like, yes. And I'm like, you're never going to believe what just happened. But here was the kicker. Here was the main point of the story was, after this happens, I'm racking my brain going, what did I do right today for God to have blessed me like this? I must have done something right. I'm like, I want to replicate this and do this every day, right? And I'm thinking, I'm like, wait, I didn't do anything on the quote-unquote good scale today. In fact, I'm pretty sure my thought process was about doubting God, telling him that he sucks. Like, all of my thought process was pretty negative towards God. I didn't do it. You know, it's like all these things. In fact, I was even scheming in my brain. I had gotten a fight with a coworker, like scheming in my brain, like evil things I could do to get back at her. And I'm like, clearly not godly thoughts. And so I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Why would God give me these amazing blessings today of all days? And literally as I'm thinking this thought, I get another text message and Sade says, yeah, I was praying for you and I just wanted you to know that your love, how loved you are, and that your love not based on what you, I don't remember the exact phrase, but basically not based on what you do, but because of who God is.
And who you are.
And I was like, whoa. Because, like I said, I understood grace in the sense of Jesus died on the cross for sins. It wasn't anything I could earn. But the type of grace of, no, I want to bless your socks off regardless of what you choose or do, was a revelation that changed the way that I viewed God and viewed love. Because I felt, you know, it's like whatever you perceive love to be, that's how you act. That's how it affects your behavior. And I would kind of do that with people. I'd be like, well, you know, she was nice to me, so I'll demonstrate her, you know, this type of stuff. And it really revolutionized, like, oh my goodness, the way that you draw people to the love of God is by demonstrating it and loving people regardless of how they treat you in those hard moments, in those hard times when they aren't treating you right. And it was literally life-changing. That was the first moment of actually understanding what the character of God was, what he was like. And here's what it was, that it compelled me to want to really trust and know him compared to just feeling like, oh, I have to because he's God and he can punish me or he's in control. But I adore the character of God and I want to know it.
Wow. And I'm telling you guys, Lisa is one of those people where, and I'm excited about this because I was thinking as she was speaking, I want to start a new video series with her and where we're going to be talking about adventures with Lisa Leewalt and share like testimonies of what God has done and miracles and things that have happened and just how her perspective has changed. Because she's honestly one of the greatest testimonies that I've seen of someone living in such depression and sadness and just hopelessness. And like she said, she wasn't always that way, but seeing God literally transform her life. And she is such an amazing, amazing storyteller, and hearing her share about what God has done in her life really just brings me to tears almost every time, because she continues to speak so much grace and so much truth, and I've watched her literally just transform into who I've always seen her to be. And what's an interesting story I want to share about with you guys as during this segment is early on in me and Lisa's friendship, I shared with her a vision that she had never told anyone in the entire world. She never told anyone this vision. It was something that she held deep in her heart, and I saw it as clear as day in my spirit. And I told her, I said, you know, I said, you want to be a speaker. I said, and I saw you on a platform where you are going to be sharing about the love of God. I said, you have on bright pink, and you have on black shorts, and you have on boots, and you are radiating like with fire coming out of your mouth, and not fire like that people are used to hearing with anger, but fire of so much love and joy and passion. I said, and you are speaking, and you're speaking on a platform up high, and there is so many people that we can't even count them. I said, God can count them, but we can't even count them. And she literally dropped her jaw like she often does when we talk. And she...
Well, what was crazy is at this point, mind you, I had never spoken. Like, if this had happened now, obviously we've done 200 shows together, so you've seen me speak. But at this point, I had never, ever, ever, like, been spoken in any capacity at all, and nor had I shared with her that I wanted to speak. So it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, and so when I told her that, she was like, this is freaky.
I'm like, I'm very afraid. I'm going to bed now. I'm scared.
And she was like, oh my goodness. And it just really brought a lot of hope and encouragement to her. And now, if she hasn't spoken to that large of an audience yet, yet. Keyword being yet. But mind you now, she's been living her dreams the more we've gotten to know each other. And so she's just been someone in my life, and I know I'm in her, and me as in hers as well. It's like it's a very divine friendship. You know that it's very kingdom and God sent. And it's been so powerful, which is cool because this episode is all about, you know, relationships and being in healthy relationships. And we've learned so much from each other and through each other. And that it, I feel like have really been, you know, the grace of God. And so, Lisa, with this episode being about, you know, healthy relationships and freeing ourselves from dysfunctional relationships, I'd like for you to talk for a little bit about living for an audience of one.
So there's actually two things I'd like to address on that topic. One is exactly what you just said. When I was growing up, I was very, very much a people pleaser. I think it is, I still think it's very important to be empathetic towards others. This doesn't mean that I only care about my God's opinion, and because obviously God cares about my neighbor, so there is a sense of empathy there.
Right.
But there's a difference between empathy and walking on eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
And for many years of my life, I would not speak up, not tell people, you know, how I was feeling, or not communicate when there was issues because I didn't want to offend anyone. I didn't want to cause turmoil. But honestly, all it ended up doing was making the situations way, way worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because how can you fix something if you don't communicate it?
Mm-hmm.
So I had a lot of joy come into my relationships when I realized, hey, look, the only person's opinion who really matters of me is God's, and I can't please everybody, but if I am living to please that one person, to please my Heavenly Father, then I can trust that the way that I interact in my relationships and friendships is going to be the best that it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to worry if the person's reaction is going to, you know, if they don't want to be my friend anymore, or if they're not going to want to hang out with me, because it's not worth walking around in that fear. And the funny thing is, when I did step out of my shell and started communicating more and opening up, I all these things, I'm like, oh, this person's never going to talk to me again. That almost never happened. Most of the time, it was like, oh, I'm so glad you told me. That was it. And there, I would, like, sit for months freaking out about it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, one big takeaway is just don't be afraid to communicate and have real conversations with the people who are important in your life, because that is what takes things to the next level and allows you to deepen your relationships. And if you walk around in constant fear of who's going to accept you, who's going to like you, what everyone's going to think, you're never going to enjoy any relationship that you're in. So that's one. And the second one is simply being able to, how do I even say this? Find people who are uplifting and encouraging in your life. And the people, I see, here's what I was going to say, and I don't like saying it, but the people who are poison drips in your life, being okay with not spending as much time with those people and not feeling like you have to save everybody. There is people in my life who I just would constantly let them tear me down and suck away my dream. Anytime I'd share a dream, it was just pointing out the negativity and why it would never work. And I'd, you know, feel like, oh, well, I have to be friends with everyone because we're called to love everyone. And there is a sense where we love our enemies as ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I only have 24 hours in a day and I choose to spend time with people who are constantly tearing me down, then I don't have anything to give or uplift others.
Right.
So it really isn't a productive use of my time, unless I'm going into that lunch meeting or whatever with the perspective I'm here to encourage this person, but, you know, they not take in what they're saying to me.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And really filling that time with people who, like, the term we always use, bring out the gold in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people who can look into your life and encourage you. The people who, when you tell your dreams to, they say, that's amazing, how can I support you, instead of, that'll never work.
Mm-hmm.
Because the things that you're hearing on a constant daily basis really do affect you. And so my second takeaway is just really find the people who are bringing the gold out in you and spend your time there as much as possible. And the people who are tearing you down, still love on them. You don't have to cut them off, but manage your time and manage the things, guard your mind of the things that when they talk to you that you allow to soak into your life.
That's really good, Lisa. That's really good. She is preaching the truth all the time. And she does this all the time. It just amazes me. So as we're wrapping up our time together, Lisa, for this Life After Religion segment on Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, what words of encouragement and wisdom do you want to share with someone listening who's been feeling suffocated by religion and the pressures of society?
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I know so many friends who have completely distanced themselves from God because something in the church happened or somebody in the church did something to them. And it's so sad that they're losing the most amazing gift of their life, which is the relationship with God, because of what somebody else did to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so my encouragement to you guys is, just because people aren't perfect, just because somebody might have hurt you or done something wrong, or just because you've maybe had a misunderstanding of what the gospel really was, don't let that turn you off to your relationship with God. Learn about who he really is, which is he is a lover of your soul. He wants to bless you. You know, we hear it all the time that he has a plan for our life, but he really does. He isn't a God who is sitting there, you know, wanting to bash you over the head if you make a mistake. He is a God of forgiveness and grace. And just take that time to get quiet with him. Sit under the stars and let him be your best friend and your father again.
Mm-hmm.
And that time that maybe you aren't spending with him anymore, schedule that back into your life, because it's where you're going to get your lifeblood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be where your joy comes from. And what is life without joy?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much to my best friend and one of my partners, Lisa Lewalt. Lisa, share with everyone how they can stay in contact with you. Share with them how they can find out more information about your nonprofit, Fire Life, and all that good stuff.
Sure. So the Fire Life is under firelifefoundation.org. However, if you go to lisalewalt360.com, everything, you can find everything else under there. So all my social media, email, you can contact me, you can find the Fire Life Instagrams. So literally all my contact information is under lisalewalt360.com.
Thank you so much. Love you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
Our next segment of the night is Family Talk with Don Warner. Join web pastor, mentor, and speaker Don Warner of Dynamic Love Web Church as she encourages you in the truth, revealing God in the context of family dynamics and experiencing the family relationship of the Trinity by knowing them as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Hashtag Family Talk to ask her your questions and join in the conversation.
Hey, everyone. I want to share with you a short testimony of how God has healed me and continually heals me and saves me out of one of the biggest hindrances, crippling things of my life. And are you ready for this? I think we're all going to relate what he wants to save us all out of and what he has done an amazing work in me in healing me and saving me is overcoming what people think about you. And please hear my heart when I say this. We are designed for a relationship and we're designed to be influenced. And so, we want other people to think well of us, but not at the expense of performing for them to think well of us, or people pleasing, or doing things we don't really want to do, doing things out of guilt or obligation, or overriding the hearts, the dreams and desires that God has put in our heart just to please others. And so what God has amazingly done a work in my heart and in my life is healing me, and healing me of what people think about me. And there's this beautiful, the proverb, but it's in the Message Bible. And it says that the fear of man disables, but the truth of God sets us free, sets us in a broad place, empowers us. And I'm really just doing it from memory. It just came to my heart to hurry up and say that to you as I'm trying to keep this brief. So what happens is my whole life I performed to be loved, to be accepted, you know, perform to do, do to be loved, do to be, and it never worked. And what happens is when we're constantly performing, we're negating who we really are, and we're doing things out of guilt and obligation. And so once you find out, oh my God, Jesus loves me, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit love me, and out of the depths of God's heart came me, and He loves me, and He wants me, and He dreamed of me, and He's loving us up so good, and He's pampering us in His love. Guess what? He also thinks so well of you. Jesus in John 17 said, the glory you have given me, I have given them. And the word glory, God blew me out of the water, is His good view, judgment, opinion of you. Apart from anything you could ever do, God's never confused us with what we've done. He's never confused us with what we've been enslaved to. And He says, this is my beloved Son and daughter. This is the one that I'm in love with and want to share my life with and give my life to. And He says, you're the value of Jesus. And that's why Jesus came. God so loved the world, He gave us His only begotten Son, because He doesn't want any of us to perish. But I think many of us are crippled every day. We're crippled and we're not really following the God-given desires of our hearts because of fear of what people think. And just think of it, even when we do public speaking, why is that so hard for us? Because you're looking at everyone and thinking, what are they thinking about me? What are they thinking about me? And of course, we want our loved ones, our significant others, we want them to think well of us. But at the end of the day, we can only get life, eternal life, God's quality of life from God. And we have to go with Him and we have to follow our hearts. And sometimes we have to set limits. That means about what, where, you know, we have to say no. Think about why many of us are people pleasers. Because we can't say no to what people want us to do. And why would we not say no when you really sit and say, God, show me what I'm thinking. Show me what I'm feeling here. This isn't love. You know, a lot of us have negative emotions, and there, our emotions are the indicators. Those negative emotions are the indicators usually that we're not walking in truth. We're not walking in what God says, because Jesus said the truth will set you free, love, and give you love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness by the power of the Holy Spirit, nothing you do. And so, or there's lies pressing in on us, and it really can cripple you living in the head of other people. And my whole life before Jesus, I lived in everyone else's head, and I would do whatever I had to do to have you have a good opinion of me. And it killed me my whole life. I really didn't even know who I was. I didn't even know my likes or my wants. And so one day, I just can't remember, I think it was in 2009, and this is God. This is the Trinity going, let us, Dawn, show you who you are. Let us, Sade, when you have a want and I'll call it a prayer, but it's just interaction with God. You go, tell me what you believe about me, Father. Tell me what you believe about me, God. That's God. That's the Trinity first. Unctioning your heart to say, let us show you what we believe about you. And I would just encourage you to sit with them, to sit with some truth-filled ministries, Dynamic Love Ministries, Gospel Revolution Church. There's just some amazing speakers out there, pastors, preachers, Connie Witter, Because of Jesus, just to sit with them. Denise Henry from Gospel Revolution Church. Sade is always encouraging you in the truth of what God thinks about you. And so please sit with God and say, Father, tell me what you think about me. Because when we have those negative emotions, they're indicators that we're not walking in the truth of what He says. And only God can change your feelings. You can't willpower it. You can't do it. If we could do that, if we could resurrect ourselves, resurrect our emotions, we wouldn't need Jesus. So please have that conversation with God, because I am someone that used to live in everyone else's heads. And I have a great message. I'm not trying to push myself. I'm going to push this truth called, Whose Head Are You Living In? It's on my YouTube channel. It's on the Gospel Revolution Church YouTube channel. Please, it just really expounds on this amazing thing that God has done in me and wants to do in you. He wants to set you free from the opinion of man that can bring us shame and fear and cripple us. And He wants to set you free in His good opinion that will really produce His very life in you. So that is one of the most amazing things, one of them, that God has done for me. So thank you. Thank you all for listening. And thank you, Sade, for having me.
I want to end these segments with Danny Gokey's More Than You Think I Am.
It's so important to know who God truly is. When you know who God truly is, you are able to know who you truly are. And honestly, you will know who other people are as well. And you will be able to see your relationships, view yourself, view life totally differently. Many people are walking around with a poor image of God. And that poor image of God creates a poor image of ourselves and a poor image of others. And it definitely affects our relationships. And so I want you to really listen into the words of this song. I believe that it correctly depicts who God truly is and how God feels about us and how God desires to live life with us, in us, and through us. Keep listening to episode 25 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. Media at all, then you're already familiar with Woman to Woman. It started as a video series, and now I'm incorporating it into this radio show. This was created to help encourage, empower, and inspire me and other women and young girls. I wanted my best friend, Veronica Esquivel Winters, who is a certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker, to lead this segment with me. Tonight on Woman to Woman, we're sharing about lessons we've learned about love. We are passionate about this topic and excited to share our hearts with you. Love is not something we do. Love is something we all are. Love is how we were all created. To watch this video series, go to my official YouTube channel, Sade Champagne, and search Woman to Woman Diaries. This week on Woman to Woman, we're going to be talking about lessons we've learned about love. Lessons we've learned about love. Veronica and I are going to share 6 things that we have learned about love so far. Number 1, it's okay to take your time. It's okay to take your time. We live in such a fast-paced world where everything is always on the move. It's always going. You know, you can clearly see that our whole society right now is based off of social media and reality TV. And so it's such a fast-paced world, and you oftentimes feel like you're going to miss out. You ever heard of the term FOMO? F-O-M-O means fear of missing out. And so we're all walking around with that heightened level of anxiety, and like we're running a rat race all the time. And so we feel as if we don't have to take our time. You know, we can't take our time because we're going to miss out. But I want to remind you that it's okay to take your time. As one of my good friends, Jim Dre Westbrook, says, live at your own pace. You can live at your own pace. It doesn't have to be based on what the world or society standards tell you, but you get to set the pace at which you want to live your life. A lot of areas of my life have been much slower than others and have taken a longer time to season. But as I look back on my life and as I see who I am today, I'm really thankful for that. I'm thankful for the fact that I've taken my time, because I feel through that I have avoided a lot of unnecessary heartache. You know, life brings us already enough heartache. And so I didn't have to go through a lot of things that I have seen and witnessed a lot of people I mentor and people of my life have gone through, because of the fact that I've taken my time, and that empowers me to think more clearly. Number 2, there is not a shortage of amazing men. I don't know where people get this from. We live in this society where we also make women feel like there's not enough. And we make guys feel that way too, but obviously this is Woman to Woman Diaries, so I'm going to be highlighting on us. We make us oftentimes feel like there's a shortage of men out there, and that we all have to fight over a few good ones. Where the heck did that crap come from? There is not a shortage of amazing men. I know so many amazing men in this world I've been able to meet throughout my life, and I see it everywhere I go. There's so many wonderful, encouraging men who are kind, loving, who are full of integrity and high character, who are full of grace. They're full of the love of God and full of Jesus, you know, just so empowered. Tons and tons of them. So you don't have to feel like you got to settle. There is no settling, and you don't have to compete and try to chase after a man because you feel like that's the only one you're going to get. And there's at least one amazing man in this world for you. At least one. I'm sure even more than that. Number 3, true intimacy starts with a communication and healthy boundaries. True intimacy starts with communication and healthy boundaries. When you think of intimacy, most of the time we think of sex, we think of the physical. But Veronica and I believe that intimacy goes way beyond the physical. It actually starts with communication. How many of us know people, or we've been in situations like this in our lives, where the person has known you from a very physical place, but they don't actually know you? There's people who have slept in the same bed together for years and years, and they feel so far apart from each other. And we have people we've grown up with who are our physical family, but we actually feel closer to people who are not related to us. Why is that? It's because true intimacy starts with communication and healthy boundaries. I believe that when you don't lead with the physical, you empower a man to get to know you from a deeper place. So instead of him knowing you just from your body, just from what you look like, just from how you can satisfy him and please him physically, he's able to know you from your spirit. He's able to know you from your heart, from your mind. And not only that, you empower him to share about his life from a deep place.
you know, I know a lot of women who feel that the only way they can know a guy or get him to stay with them is by being physically intimate with them. And they don't even have actually any communication with the man. They don't know anything about his dreams, about his fears, about where he's been in life. And that, to me, is much more intimate. And that, it brings a stronger connection and a stronger chemistry between two people that can last way longer than just the physical part. Also, healthy boundaries. There's nothing wrong with setting healthy boundaries. Being able to decide for yourself, you know, that if this is someone you want in your life for the long haul, you want to be with him for marriage, that healthy boundaries are an amazing thing. And once again, helping you to get to know that person in other creative ways. You don't have to feel that you have to do what everyone else is doing or what they pressure you to do because you feel that he's not going to stay with you or that you're not going to end up with a man. Trust me, guys will still want you and still care for you, the ones that you want anyway, even if you set healthy boundaries. So I'm going to pass it over to Veronica.
Thank you, Sade. So the fourth point we wanted to talk to you guys about or share with you about was loving yourself first. It's so important to love yourself first because when you love yourself first, you're able to love others well as well, unconditionally. When you love yourself unconditionally, you can love other people unconditionally too. Another point we wanted to talk to you guys about was getting to know yourself. It's so important to spend time with yourself. There's no rush in getting into relationships. There's no rush in looking for a man to necessarily complete us. Getting to know ourselves, spending time with ourselves is so important because then we get to know the things that we like, the things that we're looking for. And not only will we be able to learn what, get to know what we're looking for in a partner or in a man, in a relationship, but we also get to see what we have to bring to the table as well. Another point that's really important and dear to our heart is no compromising.
No compromise. Say that again, Veronica.
No compromising. It's so important, again, when you know, when you get to know yourself, when you get to love yourself, when you get to know what you're looking for in a partner and in a man, what you're bringing to the table, that you do not compromise those things. There's no rush, again, to be in a relationship. A lot of times we tend to think that we'll get into a relationship and we'll compromise a little bit and maybe they'll you know, become the person that we're looking for to become, or, you know, we can change them, which is absolutely, in my opinion, not realistic. We are not here to change other people.
Mm-hmm.
and it is so time consuming and so draining to try to sit there and change a person, let alone a partner, a man that we want to, you know, be intimate with, let alone marry. You know, it's just so exhausting to do that. You know, that's why it's so important to not compromise, to stick with what you're looking for. You know, it's never too late. There's no rush to be in a relationship. And like Sade was saying, there's plenty of amazing men out there.
Mm-hmm. And what's wonderful, too, is when it comes to not compromising and not settling, we're not talking about settling on a person. We're talking about settling on a relationship or a quality of life. There's a difference because there is no one who is beneath you or above you. We're all on the same playing field because of our original design, because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross. We are all seated in heavenly places. So there is no man that is beneath you. There is no man that is above you. You are not beneath any man, and you are not above any man. We are all on the same playing field, which is raised up, seated in heavenly places. But by compromising and settling, we mean, say, for example, you know that you're a kind, loving, and encouraging person. You can request for that in your relationship because it's what you're willing to reciprocate and what you're willing to give to them. So if it's something that you already are, then you can expect that in return or as well in your relationship. So we're going to go through a quick review and the six things that Veronica and I have learned about love so far. And we're always learning and we're always growing because she and I are continuing to grow in our identities and who Jesus has created us to be. So we're continuing to grow in these truths and receive new amazing truths. But what we know today is, number one, it's okay to take your time. Number two, there is not a shortage of amazing men. Number three, true intimacy starts with communication and healthy boundaries.
And number four, loving yourself first. 5, getting to know yourself and knowing what you want to bring to the table and what you are looking for in a partner. And 6, no compromising.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to episode 25 of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindhard Radio. I want to take the time to answer one of your questions. A lot of people ask me how they can stop living for the approval of others and just be free to be themselves. Identity is huge. Identity is one of the most important things. And one of my favorite original quotes, I say that there is nothing more powerful than a person who is secure in their identity. There is nothing more powerful than a person who is secure in their identity. When you know who God is and who God says that you are, it's going to be hard for other people to pull the wool over your eyes. It's going to be hard for people to make you feel all kinds of funky ways. It doesn't mean that we won't feel emotions and we won't, you know, feel weird at times and just go through normal human things, but the truth of who you are and what you know to be true will always reign supreme. It's important every single day to allow yourself to really listen in and see what God says about your life. God says great things about you. God believes in you. God encourages you. God always sees the best in you. The more that you know who you are in God, the more confidence that gives you and the higher your self-esteem is, so you no longer have to live your life living for the approval of others. But instead, you live your life knowing that you have been, you are, and you will always be approved and accepted by God. Point blank, period. That is it. There are bravery steps that you can take and that really help to invest in who you are. I know I talk about this a lot and I could sound like a broken record, but I can't help but to speak this truth. What are you listening to? What are you watching? What message are you receiving from others? Many of us are walking around believing a lot of lies, and it's hard to be free in yourself and to just enjoy who you are and not live for the approval of others when you're living from lies, when you're living in fear. God has never created us to live in lies or live from a place of fear. Every single day, what I consider to be bravery steps are allowing yourself to take even a few moments out when you start your day, throughout the day, when you're by yourself, when you're in the restroom, before you go to bed at night, just to really engage your mind, your being, and say, God, what are you saying about me? What are the great things that you have in store for me? Who am I really? Speak words of encouragement to me. My heart is open to listen. My ears, my being is open to listen. You are the only one who can provide life for me. You are the only one who can bring me joy and peace and who can manifest your goodness in me and who you always created me to be. Show me that, and I am open to receive that. And God does answer you. God does hear you and God does see you. God will not leave you in those thoughts and just say, well, maybe I'll experience it. No, God is constantly at work helping you to receive that truth and walk in that love, that grace, that goodness, all that God has created us to be. Allow yourself to be encouraged more and more, and allow yourself to be poured into with love and hope. As we're talking about throughout this episode, when it comes to relationships and freeing ourselves from dysfunctional relationships, on the opposite side, you have people who believe in you, who love you, who care about you. Allow them to love you. Allow them to encourage you. Allow them to speak hope into your lives. We cannot do this alone. God didn't create us to do life alone and to be isolated from people. And I know that can be challenging at times because, you know, if we're struggling and we're going through something, we don't all the time want to be around people. We just want to be in our thoughts and by ourselves. And I'm not saying that we aren't to be alone at times and allow God to be able to really work in our hearts and heal us. But I also believe that God brings a lot of great healing to us through other people who are also walking in the truth and who are also secure in their identity and who also see us for who we really are. It takes time and it gets easier. It takes time and it gets easier. Trust your process. Trust your journey and know that God is healing you and helping you to be your authentic self. And you're going to be so glad that you didn't give up. You're going to be so glad that you didn't just throw in the towel. And you're going to be like, man, I realize that I'm starting to just feel more comfortable in my skin. I'm not really caring about what people are thinking about me anymore. Obviously, I would like people to like me, but when I weigh it out of people liking me versus me walking in the truth of who God has created me to be and sharing that overflowing love with others, I'd rather option B. And so I just want to encourage you in that. It takes time. Be patient with yourself. God is patient with you. God is not holding a progress report over your head telling you to get it together and fix it. But God truly sees who you are and is proud of you. God is always proud of you.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
I am going to be more than okay. My destiny is huge. My purpose and value are sealed. I am full of the love of God for me. I am focused and strong in the love of God for me. My destiny is bigger than my challenges. My dreams are bigger than my struggles. I do not count myself out. I do not disqualify myself. God already qualified me when He created me and through Christ Jesus. I do not count out others. I do not disqualify others. I see everyone through the eyes of grace. When I rise in the morning, I am energized, refreshed, and rejuvenated. I am ready to take on my day and move forward in the tasks at hand. I am confident and secure in my heaven-made identity. I do not focus on any criticism or naysayers or doubters. My energy is focused and concentrated on the love of God for me, the tasks at hand, my dreams, myself, and empowering the world around me. I am productive. I am compassionate. I do not allow my challenges, heartaches, sufferings, or the evil in the world to make me hard-hearted. I have a soft heart and a sharp mind. I walk in wisdom. I am full of courage. I am full of confidence and grace. Every moment of every day, I am walking in an awareness and a consciousness of how valuable I am. My value is not found in my material possessions or how much money I have in the bank. My value is not found in what I look like and what size I am. My value is not found in what people only see on the outside. My value and true worth is found in my inner being. I have all the wealth and abundance of heaven. Even when it looks like I am losing, I am winning. Every day is my day. I trust in God to provide for me and make a way for me. I walk in love. I walk in compassion and forgiveness. I do not expect things to happen overnight. I am realistic in the sense that I understand it takes patience. It takes time for things to grow and bloom and blossom. I am right on schedule. God is restoring all that has been lost unto me. God is restoring my life. God is healing my life. I am persevering. I will always prevail. I am secure. When I lay my head down at night, I am at peace. I can sleep in great rest, and I have wonderful dreams at night. I give my all every single day, and even when I make a mistake or I do not make the right decision, I know that God can help me. I do not live in fear of making mistakes. I do not live in fear of the past, the present, or the future. I walk in the grace of God. All of my doing comes from my being.
Now I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. As you all know, I do this every week. It's one of my favorite parts of the show. Dare I say my favorite part of the show? I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. If it matters to you, then it matters to me, and it matters to God. God is constantly at work, bringing everything together, healing you, and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any kind of struggle you could ever face in this world. All right, so I am going to be answering your prayer requests from, or lifting up your prayer requests that you all sent in to me from my social media. I have a lot that you guys sent me today from Facebook. And so anyone who's listening in, if you need prayer, encouragement, if you have any comments, if you want to chat with me live on air, just press 1 and I will see you in the studio and I'll bring you live into the show. If you just want to continue listening in, that's great as well. And also, if you have any comments that you want to share, any prayer requests that you haven't sent to me yet, send them in to me now on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or my email. Pretty much I prefer social media because that's what I'm looking at now, but I can see in my email too because I have a lot of screens open for you guys. All right, so we're going to get going. First from Insulin. Insulin is one of my dear friends in South Africa and one of my big fans and supporters there. He says, for me to allow the Holy Spirit to shift my mind and that me and my beautiful Glenisha will excel in all we do and are. Thank you, Sade. All right, well, first off, Insulin, thank you so much for tuning into the show, and I just want to encourage you, as I was speaking to your fiancé, Glenisha, who's also in South Africa on Facebook last night, I just want to encourage you guys that you both are on the right track, that I am so proud of you, and God is so proud of both of you, and I thank God, even right now as we're praying, I thank you, Father God, that you are continuing to expand Insulin and Glenisha's spirit. Thank you that you're continuing to expand their territory, that you're continuing to give them great connections, that you are taking care of whatever it is that they need in their heart, that you are bringing it to pass. Thank you so much that they see themselves as the soaring eagles that they are, and that you are surrounding them with so much love, hope, and encouragement everywhere they go, that whatever is needed for their engagement, for their wedding and their marriage that's coming up, I thank you that you are providing everything for them and that they don't have to worry, but that they can trust in you every single day. And Son and Glenisha, I just want to encourage you to keep going, keep being who you are. God has great things in store for both of you. All right. And Joy Marshall, she says, issues with my client's brother. He is a bit out of control. I stubbed my toe and the dog ate my shoe. Well, it sounds like you definitely had an interesting, rough day today, Joy. I just thank God right now for your client's brother. I thank you, God, right now that you are just continuing to bring peace to this family and comfort to this family and rest to them. Thank you that you're helping to work out any communication issues, any of the struggles that Joy has been dealing with at her job, that you're really just bringing rest to her heart. Thank you for helping her to see this brother the way that you see him. Thank you for helping her to see this son the way that you see him. And I thank you that you're opening the parents' eyes to be able to help work out a better communication and work out a better system while she's on the job, and that she will not have to feel stressed or have to feel weary while she's on the job, but that you can rejuvenate her and encourage her for each day that she has ahead. All right, this one is from Kaylee Jane Pennett. I believe she's in Washington, and she says, my anxiety is affecting my ability to leave home for longer than an hour or two, and I go back to work tomorrow. Also having my first colonoscopy / first endoscopy procedures at the same time next week, and I'm scared. Prayers appreciated. God, I thank you so much that you are the same God who has brought healing to me, and as we were listening to Lisa early in the show, and Dawn and Veronica and so many people, you have brought healing to us. You have freed us from anxiety and fears and depression. And I thank you even right now that Kaylee is just feeling your love radiating her heart. I thank you that you're bringing rest to her being, that she's going to begin to manifest joy, that she's going to manifest joy and courage and peace. I thank you so much that you are just healing her from the inside out, that you're helping her to have a stronger and healthier mind, that whatever it is that has caused her anxiety, that you're pulling it up at the root and you're bringing healing to her from the deepest parts of her being. Thank you that you're freeing her from fear, and you're reminding her that with you as our God, with you on our side, that we don't have to live afraid. You know, I remember reading somewhere that God says do not fear over 365 times in the Bible. So it's one for every single day of the week. I thank you, God, that you are bringing healing to Kaylee's body and that her procedures are going to go amazingly well. Thank you for wisdom for her doctors. Thank you that Kaylee's going to get all the help that she needs, and I thank you that she's going to come out feeling stronger and healthier and better with each new day, and thank you that you're just helping to increase and accelerate her health in Jesus' name. All right, this is Glenisha Goliath, and she is in South Africa. This is Insulin's fiance, and she said, just being focused in all I am doing, no matter what is happening around or what I'm feeling, to awaken to who I am every step of the way. Rest in the knowing that Papa God has done it all for us and all is already set out. No need to be scared or afraid. Awaken to his perfect love in me and to be patient with myself. Well, Glenisha, that was a beautiful prayer, and I totally agree with you. We all can relate to that with dealing with, you know, not being patient with ourselves and, you know, and just wanting to rest in God's good love. I want to encourage you and to everyone who's listening, a word that kept coming to me for this new year is relax, 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 relax. God has already gone before us. Glenisha, God has already gone before you and lived every day of your life for you. God will provide and make a way for you in every single way, whether it be mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, socially, relationally. Whatever it is that you need, God will provide for you. Think about it. As we, you know, with our parents, or if for any of you who are parents, you want to provide everything that your child could ever need so that your child does not have to want. You want your child to know that they are loved and cared for. And that is the same way that God is with us. And so I just thank you, Father God, even right now, that you're bringing great encouragement to Glenisha. Thank you that you're surrounding her with your grace, hope, and encouragement. Thank you that you're bringing strategic partnerships and connections into her life for everything that's needed for her and Insulin's upcoming marriage, that you're bringing them all the support that they need and all the help that they need, that their marriage is going to be so blessed and so encouraged. I thank you for this family, that you're just literally enlightening them to who they are, and they're going to continue to walk in confidence every single day. When they wake up, they say, I know that I'm loved. Today is going to be an amazing day. Today is going to be a great day for me. I can trust that God is coming through for me. I am blessed. I am courageous. I am strong. And that they're going to speak encouragement over themselves and see that reflect in their lives in Jesus' name. Trisha Clatt Garcia says, I have a bad toothache. My insurance is in Santa Barbara County, which I can't get to. So for those who are just listening in, parts of Santa Barbara are a mess right now from the mudslides and the flooding. And so there, the freeway, the 101 North Freeway to go to Santa Barbara is closed right now because it's literally like, it looks like water is just everywhere and mud is everywhere. And so, God, I just thank you first for the people of Santa Barbara. I just speak hope and healing to them that everyone who's missing a family member will be found and the family member will be found alive and well, that anyone who lost anything in these mudslides, that you are restoring to them everything they lost and more. Thank you for bringing peace to everyone, for anyone that's dealing with any PTSD symptoms, that you're just bringing healing to them and that you're just delivering anyone from fear who's been dealing with fear and anxiety based on the weather and based on what has happened there. All right, and for Trisha, I thank you, God, that you're bringing healing to her tooth. And whatever is causing her toothache, that you're bringing healing to that and pulling it up from the root. And also that she's going to be able to get to the dentist, with, even if it's her having to go to a dentist in Ventura, in Oxnard, in her area, and that you're going to supply her with the funding that she needs, or a doctor's going to be able to bless her and take care of her. And thank you that she's going to get the help that she needs, and she's going to feel a million times better in Jesus' name. And just encouragement for Trisha. Encouragement, encouragement, encouragement. Erica Shaw says, my husband and I, the trials we are facing, thank you, Sade. God, I thank you so much for Erica and her husband. And as I messaged to you, Erica, or I wrote to you in the comments, God's got it. There's nothing that you guys are going through that God cannot feel and heal. Everything that you're experiencing today, God is going through with you and in you, and God is making a way in your circumstance. Whatever it is that you're needed, that you need, whatever it is that you're facing today, I want to encourage you that God is making a way in your lives. God is bringing healing to you. God is bringing transformation to you. God is working everything out in your lives. And so I want to encourage you to be confident and know that it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And you're going to laugh and you're going to be, you know, you're going to be like, man, we were so stressed and so worried. And look what God did. Look how God turned this situation around for us and made a way for us. In Jesus' name. And this one's anonymous. She says, in regards to your prayer post, depression and anxiety have been weighing me down lately. I feel like it's affecting everyday life and making me a bad mom. Well, first off, I want to encourage you. You are not a bad mom. You are an incredible mom. Your children are so blessed to have you. Everyone in your life is so blessed to have you. And I just thank God even right now for bringing encouragement to you and for reminding you, just as we shared during Lisa's story, during every single person you heard speak tonight, from me, Lisa, Veronica, and Dawn, all dealt with extreme depression for many, many years of our lives. And God has brought freedom and healing to us. The same God who lives in us is the same one who lives in you. And God is able to heal you from depression and anxiety. Whatever you're facing today, it's not always going to be this way. Even in your feelings, even in what you're experiencing today, I want to encourage you that this is not the final say-so for your life. God has greater in store for you, and God is going to heal you. God is healing you and bringing joy to your life. And God is bringing happy tears to your eyes and helping you to feel whole and at peace again. You will rise again. You will rise again in Jesus' name. And we also have Arlene. She says, please pray for the results of my PET scan to be of good report. God is my healer. God bless you. Sade. Father God, I thank you so much for Arlene. I thank you that you are the God who brings healing to us. And for Arlene right now, any fear that she may be experiencing because of her test, I thank you that you're bringing peace to your beautiful daughter, that you're bringing peace to Arlene, that she's going to be able to sleep well tonight, and that she's not going to have to be worried about what's going to happen. I thank you that you're bringing confidence to her to know that you're going to take care of her, and there's nothing that she could ever face in this world that could ever change how you feel about her or that can ever separate her from your love or from the destiny that you have for her. And I just thank you for new beginnings for her, and that in this year she's going to be able to start walking in better health and in wholeness in her mind, body, and spirit in Jesus' name. And as we are wrapping up this part of the show, I want to pray for anyone who has been struggling in their finances. You've been feeling discouraged about this new year. I say this a lot, but I believe it's the truth, and I can never say it enough, and I want people to receive this. God has not forgotten about you. God has not forgotten about you. God is working out things in your favor. Sometimes in life, it can feel like things are stalled and moving so slow. We're like, oh my gosh, is this season ever going to change? Am I ever going to be out of this bad financial situation? Am I ever going to be out of this heartbreak? Oh my goodness. And even in that stalling, it can feel so draining and exhausting because we are superhuman and we are supernatural, but we are human. And so we feel those things. But then I'm telling you, you begin to notice and you see over time, you know, things will start moving faster. And it feels like, oh my gosh, things are moving so much faster than they were. Like, and you don't even realize that just a little while ago, we felt like we were at a standstill. But I want to remind you that just because you feel a delay doesn't mean that you're not on the right track. Just because you're struggling today doesn't mean you're not on the right track or that God has forgotten about you or that you did something wrong. Sometimes life is just tough, but I want to encourage you and encourage somebody that God will do it again. God will do it again, meaning what? God has brought healing to you before, God will heal you again. God has brought you money before, God will bring you money again. God has brought health to your relationships, God will do it again. Whatever it is, God will do it again. I'm going to play this next week on the show, and I want you all to listen into this song as well and go and look it up on YouTube. It's by Ty Tribbett. It's called If He Did It Before. And the message of the song talks about that if God has done this before in your life, like he's done something wonderful for you, done something great for you, made a way for you, answered your prayers, God will do it again and again and again and again and again. And I just want to encourage somebody in that this too shall pass. Another segment that we feature every episode is called Celebration Break. This is where I share testimonies from my life and ones that you share with me. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. I'm going to share with you guys a couple of awesome things that have happened in my life, and then I'm pulling it up right now on Facebook, and I'm going to keep it anonymous to protect my friend, but I want to share with you all a prayer that I've been praying for someone and to see literally that God brought so much healing to them, and she went and shared with me what had happened. And I just was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Can I share it on my radio show? And I will keep you anonymous. So for me, some of the amazing things that have happened recently is I am now the executive producer for, or one of the executive producers for my dear friend Torrance Niven's first ever stage play, written stage play that we're going to be premiering at the Oxnard Performing Arts Center this April 27th, and I'm so excited to be an executive producer for this because, you know, this is something that I love doing. I love being able to help people's dreams come to pass, to support them and encourage them and what they love. And so the fact that my friend Torrance Nivens invited me to be a part of this is such an honor, and I'm so grateful for that, and to be able to share this inspirational play, you know, with so many people around our county and even from LA and whomever are coming to attend is going to be phenomenal. So I'll be sharing with you guys more details about that as it comes up. Also, my women's event is coming up, and this is another dream come true. I've been praying for so long about having a women's event, and it's going to be happening February 17th at the New Creation Church in Port Hueneme, and it's such a huge dream come true because I remember just wanting to be able to have an event where I bring women together from all different backgrounds, being able to sing and dance and share spoken word poems and inspirational messages, and it's literally going to be an incredible time. And to see, once again, that's a dream I had in my heart for so long, for literally, like, it felt like years, and to now see that it has come to pass is just absolutely incredible. And so that's another exciting thing that's going on. I want to hear from you guys too. If you have some great news that you'd like to share, please let me know. All right, so this is a testimony that was sent from my friend, and I'm going to keep her name anonymous but share with you. She says, "Hi, Sade. Once again, it was so great seeing you on New Year's Eve. I wanted to say thank you for praying for me and wanted to let you know that the security clearance for my job came through, wrapped up right before the new year. Thank you so much for praying for me and praying with me. I love my job and know that God blesses me with it. I still have some PT, some physical therapy to do for the car accident that I was in, but I am feeling a lot better than before. I appreciate you and love you, and I'm thankful for the light and positivity that you share. Love and blessings." How awesome is that? Praying for someone and literally seeing God provide for her in her job and bring healing to her after she had been in a car accident. Nothing is too hard for our God. So I want you guys to share with me any exciting things that you have going on. What are some answered prayers that have happened in your life? Some good news, because it encourages people. You know, it talks about it all the time that people are strengthened by encouraging words. They're strengthened when you share your testimony, when you share your story, when you share about what God has done for you. It encourages someone else to know, man, if God can do that for them, then that's the same God who can bring healing to me and transform my life too. And so I want to thank my friend so much for sending me that, and I'm excited to hear you guys' testimonies from these prayers. I've been praying for you, and I'm excited to be able to share more with you throughout this season.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 25 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to my music producers, The Quakes, for helping me to create and produce our theme song and for singing background vocals. The music from my radio drop is actually by one of my favorite artists in the entire world, India Ari, and I took the instrumental from her song, He Heals Me. Thank you to my castmates, Veronica Esquivel-Winters and Don Warner, and special guest, my best friend, Lisa Lewalt. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is Jordan Feliz with Cheer You On. God will always cheer you on, and God will bring people into your life and has already brought people into your life who will also cheer you on. You are never alone. You are never forgotten. Your life is valuable and treasured, and your story is worth telling, and your life is worth living. Next week is our The Gift of Friendship episode. Friendship is one of the greatest gifts we have ever been given. We were created to be interdependent, meaning to be able to be in healthy relationships with others and to be able to stand on our own too. Never believe the lie that no one loves you or believes in you. You have so many people cheering you on, celebrating you, and who want to see you win. We'll have a new story time segment, a new Who Said That segment. Don Warner is bringing a new family talk segment, and Veronica Esquivel-Winters and I are bringing a new woman to woman segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Thanks for listening to Season 2, Episode 25 of my new show, Spirit and Soul, with Sade Champagne. And I'll see you next Monday, January 15th, at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio.